Hi all, I thought I'd just give you a quick demo of the vibrating pocket watch, which is the Meteor, and it's the shape of a crescent moon that's had sort of the middle scooped out of it, and the bottom of the crescent is more of a bulbous sort of shape because that's where the actual thing that does the vibrating is. And in the scooped out section of the crescent, you have three buttons from top to bottom. So I've got the bulbous end down the bottom and the scooped out bit, if you like, towards the top of the crescent. So I've got three buttons. And the way this works is it's a single pulse for ones, a long pulse for five. And basically it goes hours, tens of minutes, and then minutes. So I press the top button. I get one vibration, which means it's 1 o'clock. I press the middle button. I get three short pulses, which means it's 30 minutes. And I press the bottom one. And I get one long vibration and two short pulses, which means it's 7. So according to this watch, it's now 1:37. And I'll just put the clock down on the actual table. You can hear it vibrate again. So I'm going to press the top one. And the middle one, and now the bottom one. So that might have been a bit faint on the recording, but it's a really nifty little thing to have in your pocket. What I found though is that if you have it not in your pocket and on a table, because it's a funny shape, it tends to spin around a bit when you put it on the table, either flat or try and put it down on the crescent. So I'd advise people not to put it on a flat surface if you can help it, because the first time I got out of the actual package, I put it on the table and it fell off on the floor. Luckily, it didn't break it. So anyway, that's the Meteor Vibrating Pocket Watch. Pretty good value. I purchased it here in Australia for $117 and extremely worthwhile.